Andrew, first called of the apostles and brother of Peter, their leader, intercede with the Master of all, that he may grant peace to the world and great mercy to our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Let us praise Andrew, the worthy theologian, a leading pioneer of the Church, and Peter's brother, for his courage. As he once invited the latter, he is also calling to us. Come, for we have found the one whom the world expected.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I will read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 25th Sunday after Pentecost, Luke 10:25-37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said to him, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. We are in the midst of the Nativity Fast, a time of preparation for the celebration of the Feast and Nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a time to contemplate the holy. This is a time to prepare the heart. This is a time to put aside all the trappings of commercialism. As Orthodox Christians, we are called upon to fast. Fasting means reducing the amount of food we eat. Fasting means correcting our thoughts, our intentions, and our actions to focus upon God first and foremost. Fasting is a call to return to the purity of intention expressed at the baptismal font. Fasting is an acknowledgement of the sin which besets us. Fasting is a step in the process of repentance. Fasting is a move toward God and the life God calls us to lead. Much from the world will intrude into our lives. We need to guard the windows to our hearts and minds. As Orthodox Christians, we have taken up the cross to follow Christ. We have set before us the goal of His heavenly kingdom. We seek the salvation which comes from Christ. We seek the eternal life which is life in Christ. We must be very careful not to let the world erode the faith we expressed at baptism. We must be very careful to focus on the divine. The world will bring to us much commercialism associated with the celebration of Christmas. The gospel tells us Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. The gospel tells us Jesus Christ took on flesh and dwelt among humanity. The gospel tells us Christ came to earth to lift us to the heights of heaven. The gospel tells us Jesus Christ was crucified and died for us. The gospel tells us Christ rose for us. We must see beyond the commercialism. We must see the very seriousness associated with the birth of Jesus Christ. There is joy in the nativity of Christ. There is joy in the preparation for the nativity. The joy which is lasting comes from the focusing on the nativity and not on the trappings of the world. The joy that is lasting joy is Christ, the life in and for Christ. The Nativity Fast is a time for repentance, a time to participate in the holy sacraments of confession and communion. The Nativity Fast is a time to transform our homes to the small churches they intended to be. The Nativity Fast is a time to live out the love of Christ in our homes, in our jobs, and in the communities in which we live. Christmas is not fun which is fleeting. The Feast of the Nativity of Christ is a celebration of the singular, lasting, world-changing event of the divine taking on human flesh and retaining divinity. The birth of Jesus Christ ushered in a new order to the world. The birth of Jesus Christ ushered in a new set of events which changed the world forever. The Nativity Fast is a time to contemplate the place and purpose of Jesus Christ in our hearts, our homes, and our lives. Today's Gospel is the often repeated lesson of the Samaritan who took time to demonstrate compassion and to show love and care for an injured person along the roadside. We are all injured, wounded by sin. We are all robbed of the purity we had when we emerged from the baptismal fount. We are all in need of Christ's tender care to heal the hurts in our lives. Jesus Christ will heal us. Jesus Christ will take time to listen to us. Jesus Christ will stop by the roadside where we lay. Jesus Christ will restore us to wholeness. Through the holy sacraments, Jesus Christ will come alive in us. Through the holy sacraments, Jesus Christ will give us strength and renew us. Through the holy sacraments, the meaning of nativity will be revealed. Let us not be swayed by commercialism. Let us not be caught off guard by activities which will take us from focusing on the holiness of God and the primary place of God in our hearts, our homes, and our lives. As Orthodox Christians, we identify with Jesus Christ. We are to live for and in Christ. We are to be prepared to die for and in Christ. Being an Orthodox Christian requires that we live our faith with the utmost seriousness. The lasting joy and nativity of the Savior is unity with Christ, the unity that comes from unceasing prayer and participation in the holy sacraments. Christ is born in our hearts, and alive in our hearts shines the light which burns forever. Christ is the eternal innkeeper. He welcomes us and is ready to feed us with his precious body and blood. May we use the time of the Nativity Fast to dwell with Christ, that he may welcome us into his heavenly kingdom.
Dost I know, yes. Jakovo istinu, vo istinu, blažiti tja Bogorodicu, prisno blaženuju i preneporočnuju, imate Boga naše. Честнейшую херувим, и славнейшую, славнейшую, бесславнения серафим. Безистелния Бога слава сущую Богородицу, тя величаем, тя величаем.
We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held Sundays at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. On Thursday evenings, we have service at 6:30 p.m., followed by an adult class at 7. We hope you will visit one of our adult classes to learn more about the Orthodox Church and our Lord Jesus Christ. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, P.A. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbert. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.